WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Everything from airline apps to social media have been down this morning because of a widespread Amazon outage. CBS's Peter King.
Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, the online broker Robinhood, and McDonald's are among clients affected, but Amazon now says it's seeing significant signs of recovery. Most requests should now be succeeding.
Special envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner back in Israel today after the IDF says it hit Hamas targets following the deaths of two Israeli soldiers in Gaza, the BBC's Yoland Nell.
Within hours, it said it had resumed enforcement of the ceasefire. Israeli media say that a decision to close aid crossings to Gaza was overturned following U.S. pressure.
Long lines of tourists are being turned away at Paris Louvre Museum for a second day after a stunning heist of crown jewels in broad daylight. CBS's Liz Palmer.
France's President Emmanuel Macron vowed to catch the thieves.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Organized protests took place throughout Wisconsin and the nation on Saturday. Max Martinson reports.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Yes, I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Civic Media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in-game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, breezy, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. For tonight, some showers, mainly in the evening, chilly with lows in the upper 30s. Showers redeveloping on Tuesday, mainly in the afternoon. It will be quite chilly and breezy, with highs only in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will recap all the events from the weekend, including local No Kings rallies across Wisconsin. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Monday morning, October 20th, 2025. 10-20-2025. Wow, it is Monday morning here. It's a beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Soda, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or watching us on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, and more. We appreciate you being here. I got a question for you. What would I do without Parker Olson producing this thing? Because like 30 seconds ago, he just like disappeared out of the frame. And I thought for sure something had gone terribly wrong. And I thought, well, if he's not there, it's like if the pilot is incapacitated. Can I bring this thing down on wheels? You know, I'm like, if he can't go to commercial or something, if you just leave, do I just talk for 3 hours straight, like through the breaks?
Three hours straight, cold opens, cold closes.
Yeah.
It would be absolutely awful. But you know what, Pat? You could do it because I believe in you.
If anybody could yap for three straight hours, yeah, I suppose it could be me. It reminds me of an old episode of MASH where Hawkeye is in a Jeep accident out in the middle of nowhere. And this, you know, Korean family takes him in. He realizes he's risking a concussion and he doesn't dare, you know, lose consciousness. So he has to keep talking the whole time. So he talks through the entire episode and the family looks at him like he's crazy, but he knows he just has to keep talking. I feel like that show made an impression on me in some way, shape, or form. Just keep talking. And that's how I ended up with this job on the radio at 6:08 on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
How was your quintessentially cliche-ic fall weekend? It was beautifully autumny out here.
It was. It was like perfectly fall. It was great. Mm-hmm. Pretty good weekend. Had a good night on Friday over in Whitewater. Had a good football game there. Then on Saturday, did a little coverage here with Civic Media, doing some No Kings coverage. That was always
fun.
What
do you think? What, maybe a couple hundred paid agitators? Was that pretty much it there? I mean, that's the impression I got from listening to some people. It was just a handful of vagabonds, or was the crowd a little bit bigger?
It might have been a little bigger. It might have been, I would say, at least 10,000. I've seen as high as 15,000, I think,
yeah,
in Madison.
Yeah.
So. That's a lot of money, Pat, to pay all those people.
I know. I'm surprised George Soros is able to afford breakfast this morning with all that. I wish I would have done a better job of collecting some of the best signs that people were carrying.
Oh, God.
Because,
I couldn't
again,
keep track of them.
Occasions like this remind us that for all that is serious and troubling about life in America these days, we're also surrounded by really funny people. And sometimes adversity brings out the humor in some way, shape, or form. So I'm going to call those up at some point. We'll rattle through some of those together. But obviously, it was a good time was had by all. For the people that you said, oh, this is going to be a bunch of violent Antifa types, I'm not pretty sure people in dinosaur costumes and things like that, they're not too violent.
They're actually quite fun.
There was an excellent tweet from Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer, who was at the one in Milwaukee, I believe. He was at that No Kings protest, and he said that he asked a man in a frog suit next to him if he knew where the route was leading them. And the guy turns around and goes, "Are you Dan?"
Things you don't expect to hear from a man in a chicken suit. I know. I edited Selena Heller's report, and Selena will be with us shortly here to talk about who she all covered in Eau Claire. And the way that I edited it, you've got this one woman, you know, talking, and then another woman's answering a question, and then you hear a guy's voice, but he's in a chicken suit. And then you hear a woman's voice, but she's in a cow costume, an inflatable cow costume. And again, just did not look like a violent Antifa bunch to me.
No, I saw many a flamingo.
Yeah. They wanted to express themselves, and they did. And people go, well, that changed. Donald Trump's still president. No, sometimes you just need to express yourself. I've seen the Washington Post editorial that compares it to the Tea Party rallies of 2009, which, you know, I did not agree with the people at those rallies, but you had some of that same energy of people who wanted to gather and send a message, and the incumbents in office might be wise to listen to that and see if there's maybe something they could do differently. I don't know, like reopen the government. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, part of a big reason for that government shutdown is around the issue of healthcare and affordable health care. And that is something that a group in Western Wisconsin works on. Their name is GROW, G-R-O-W-W, for Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. And Bill Hogsteth is going to join us this morning in our 7 o'clock hour to talk about health care and the canvassing that they do all around Western Wisconsin to try to keep politicians' attention focused on health care. We'll have Dr. Kristen Lyerly, I believe. The aforementioned Selena Heller will be here. And then in our third hour, Laura Ann Bird, our favorite author, is going to tell us about book festivals. I don't think I've ever been to a book festival. Have you been to a book festival?
I've been to book fairs.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a kid.
Well, fairs. Like Scholastic Books or something, yeah. Where you get the little Pizza Hut coupons and things like that. Yeah.
Do you remember Box Tops?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love collecting the box tops and getting things like that. You bet. You can call or text the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can call us or text us or leave us a voice note using the Civic Media app. You, of course, can put something in the comment sections on the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages, or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages, like Alicia saying good morning, Pat, over on YouTube. We appreciate that very much. I loved hearing, you could just hear this drone, this hum all over Wisconsin this weekend. And it was the combines. There is any combine that can operate, that can work at all, was out in the fields this weekend.
Yes.
Because the weather was just right. And they got, you know, you got to get that stuff off while you can, especially while there's still a market for corn or soybeans, or storage space, as the case may be. So you had the fall colors that are starting to pop at the right time. Y'all see what I'm doing yet here? I'm trying to avoid talking about the Brewers and the Dodgers.
You know, I was wondering about it. When you said there was a drone over Wisconsin, I thought that was going to be the transition into it.
No, it's let's get into it for this reason.
Can we not?
Oh, we have to. Look, there
Pat,
is
the people
a
already
of,
know.
There's a bit that. Of there's a bit of feng shui to the Brewer season, in that it both started and finished.
Yeah.
with four games from hell.
That's true.
Just no other way around it. Those first four, you know, the first three, I think, were against the Yankees, or were all four against the Yankees. I forget.
Three.
And then what happened with the Dodgers? And yet, I really thought I might be angry at the end of this all, but you know, because again, Brewers can't make it, you know, to the World Series. I'm not angry, especially after that last game. I mean, Shohei Ohtani 10 strikeouts as a starting pitcher, and oh, as a starting pitcher, 3 home runs, including one that left Dodger Stadium. It left Dodger Stadium. I am a lifelong baseball fan. All right. I know my baseball. So for me to not even grudgingly accept, but to willingly accept the notion that we're seeing somebody who is far better than Babe Ruth ever was, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle. Oh, this guy is so amazingly special. And when he has a game like that, you're like, what can you possibly do? And you're going up against a $500 million payroll that, unlike in July when we beat them, they were healthy. They were firing on all cylinders. And you just got to tip your cap.
Yeah. You know, the Dodgers did what I wish the Brewers did, and that is peak at the right time.
Yes. Yeah.
That really sucks, because that is something, especially in college, I've noticed. If you talk to college coaches, they say a lot about peaking at the right time. Yes. Yeah. And Shohei's just generational. And
Of course, plays for Dodgers. I think I mentioned at one point that one of my goals this season was, I know so many people at Brewers games all the time, because, people put up on Facebook, hey, I'm at American Family Field, whatever. And I would always be looking at the crowds and really wanting to see somebody I know in the crowd. And I have to admit, I came up short on that one. But the next day, when the Mariners played the Blue Jays, in Seattle, and that series is tied up 3-3 now, right?
Yeah, game 7 tonight, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, from college friends of ours, husband and wife out in Seattle, put up on their Facebook, they were caught on the Jumbotron during, there was a big home run. I've lost track of who hit it now, but an 8th inning home run that helped put Seattle up, and they went on to win the game. And there's just this look of joy. They're looking at each other as the rest of the crowd is going crazy after this home run. And they were up on the Jumbotron. They were able to get a photo of it. And I was so happy for them, but I'm like, but I wanted that to be us. I wanted to see, Joe Zepecki and Melissa Baldoff there in the crowd, after we eliminate the Dodgers. And
it's supposed to be me.
It's supposed to be us. However, because I'm, this is the kind of bitter, passive-aggressive person that I am sometimes.
Oh, boy.
We eliminated the Cubs. We eliminated Craig Counsell and the Cubs. So, you know what? The season's not all lost.
The Cubs are still coping so hard.
I know.
It's so weird. It's beyond even, what I can comprehend as normal at this point. Now it's just, weird. It's worse than Bear fans are during the offseason.
I was going to say, they're trying to take their minds off of, the Bear stuff as best they can. Alicia puts on YouTube, I was able to provide some emotional support to a couple of people over the Brewers game. Sometimes you need to be the emotional support animal for your friend, the baseball fan or the football fan, whatever the case may be. And Tony's up early in Ashland, puts up on YouTube, I'm pretty sure a book festival is like Woodstock, but they play audiobooks over the speakers instead of music.
Can you imagine listening to the Lord of the Rings over loudspeakers in a field?
Could happen.
I love this idea.
Let's see. We've got also the daily newsletter that Ellie puts out for Up North News. That is out and about. You can sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. And sports-wise, she notes that the Bucks now have 3 Antetokounmpo brothers on there. There's Giannis, of course, and Thanasis, if I'm saying that right. And now Alex, who's 24, was signed to a contract earlier this month. And also, this one is also not maybe in my wheelhouse, but probably Parker's. I'm sure you were a big fan of the Gilmore Girls. And The show is famously set in the fictional New England town of Stars Hollow, which is everything an ideal small town should be: a lively, walkable downtown complete with bookshops, antique stores, bakeries, and diners. And in the newsletter today are 5 Wisconsin places worthy of Stars Hollow. So if you're channeling your inner Gilmore Girl, these are the places where you could go and feel like you're on a TV set. And that That and much more is in our newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. All right, we'll talk about more about what's in the news today. Then Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up following that with today's history lesson. Selena Heller with more about the No Kings rallies and much more. Live from the heart of Lake Wissota. No, live from the heart of America's up north here on Lake Wissota. See, it's Monday. I'll get some coffee and be back after this here up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at the Home Depot.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits. We can't read them out. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 PM.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
There is a lot to listen to throughout the day on Civic Media. Jane Mattinair will join us near the end of our program to preview her program. She and Greg Bach coming up at 9 o'clock. But if you want to know what's happening all day long, you should be getting Civic Media's new daily newsletter. It's got lots of highlights, links to show notes, and more. Head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com. All right. Well, we wanted to get the Brewers and Dodgers out of the way because that way we could get to some of the, you know, the more upbeat things.
The good.
Like Badger foot. No, not that.
Okay. Can I tell you something, Pat?
Sure.
I was driving home from covering the No Kings protest in Madison, and I had a notification on my phone from Channel 3000 about the Badger game, which is a weird thing to get notification of the Badger game. And it said that the Badgers hold Ohio State scoreless. And it meant during the second quarter, but I was driving, so I just, like, quickly glanced at it. I was at a red light, don't worry.
Yeah.
And I thought, I saw hold Ohio State scoreless, and I saw 17-0. And I thought, there is no way that the Badgers have scored not only 17 points, but are winning against Ohio State. And sure enough, they weren't.
They weren't. No, they were not.
No.
I mentioned, you know, that you might get a chance to listen to history if the Brewers were to, or the Badgers were to knock off number one Ohio State. That didn't happen. But I could understand that in that same, the same spirit of that text message,
yeah,
the Badgers claiming victory in that the week before they lost to Iowa 37-0. And this time around, they only lost 34-0 to the number one team in the country. They actually lost to that's a moral victory in nobody's book whatsoever. But, you know, to be outscored 71-0 in the past two games.
Can I read you the results of the last 27 Wisconsin drives?
The last 27 Wisconsin drives?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. I'll bite.
Punt, interception. Punt, 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 punt. End of game. Punt, punt, and turnover on downs. Punt, punt, turnover on downs. Fumble. Punt, interception, interception. Punt, field goal. Hey. Punt, interception. Punt, 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 punt.
Punt. That's amazing. Wait, where was the field goal? Was that back in the Michigan game?
I have zero recollection.
Oh, man. That is just brutal. And it's not going to get much better this coming Saturday when they're in Eugene, Oregon to take on the sixth-ranked team in the country. But you'll be able to hear the game on some Civic media stations. And let's see, it'll be on FS1 this weekend as well. And it says here in Eugene, Oregon, that the now everything's got like little either sports gambling or ticket things. And I don't know which ticket site this is, but down to the bottom says, and tickets available from $216. So that is not to see the Badgers. That's to see Oregon.
Yeah.
Shall we say, take on the Badgers. That's what
take
about.
Out the Badgers,
take out the Badgers, as the case may be. The volleyball team, the women's volleyball team, they played at the field house both Friday and Saturday. On Friday, they swept 23rd ranked UCLA 3-0. But then yesterday they lost to 25th ranked USC 3-1. So on the season now, they are 13-3 overall.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was texting. This was back when the Packers weren't looking so great yet in the game against Arizona, which
Have they ever looked great?
I wouldn't say great. No. Yeah. And he says, well, all I have left is Badger women's hockey.
Could
not disagree with him on that one.
Both Badger hockey teams have scored more than the football team.
That's true. They have
for weeks
scored. Yes. Let's see. The women's hockey team, they are, whoops, I got a page here. There we go. They were taking on Vermont and Union College 8-1 and 4-0. So they did all right. They will next play Saturday afternoon at home against Minnesota State. The men's hockey team, meanwhile, is currently 2 wins, no losses, 2 ties. So, you know, they were rather disappointing last season. Let's just put it that way. So
Badger men's hockey is kind of a nut that I can't crack. Every year there seems to be a bit of hype and then little to no delivery,
which is why my friend said, yeah, at least I've got the Badger women's hockey team to look forward to. Yes. But hey, getting back to the Packer game, it did finally go well in the end, but it should not have been that dramatic. It should not have been that close. They were in a 10-point hole for a chunk of the game before going on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 27-23. But it was like the last game, just not. Are we this spoiled now that we won and yet it doesn't feel satisfying?
I mean, to be fair, I don't remember feeling very good about a lot of Packer wins in my life. It never feels exactly like, man, we really got them in that one. It's kind of like, yeah, we won.
I think it is a bit of we were spoiled because, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were both generational talents. They're very exciting. Jordan Love is a very good football quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not a great quarterback.
No, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No, we had two back-to-back great quarterbacks, and that was wonderful. Those were good times, and now I think we just need to be happy that you have to grind out these wins now.
Yeah,
and I think everybody wants to see, you know, a pass to Golden or Tucker Kraft, and it's 62 yards every time, and it's just not going to work that way.
Now, I will hang my hat on Micah Parsons, who, by the way, Cardinals, what are you doing,
Jerry Jones?
How poor is your game plan? if you're going one-on-one against the best D10 in the league.
Very bad. But again, thank you, Jerry Jones. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we are at Pittsburgh next Sunday. It's a Sunday night game.
Baby.
So if you think we sound a little rough this morning, just you wait 7 days. Today's history lesson is next. We'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR. The Affordable Care Act is under pressure in Washington, D.C., and if it goes away, a lot of Wisconsin farm families will be negatively impacted. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Taking a little deeper dive on the Affordable Care Act and Wisconsin farm families' reliance on it, that's next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin trying to draw attention to the Affordable Care Act and the farm families in the state that depend on it. She held a recent roundtable with the Wisconsin Farmers Union to discuss what's happening in Washington, D.C. and what it means to Wisconsin farm families. Danielle Envick is the executive director of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says she's worried about what would happen to those families.
Rising costs are everywhere in farming right now. We definitely don't need to see them at a level that can impact families and their health. Farming income right now is already so unpredictable with what's going on with tariffs. You start looking at what we've got going on with soybean deals in South America, and it's a wild roller coaster that we're on. Even a few hundred dollars a month more for premiums are going to tip the balance from barely affordable to unattainable. And what I'm worried about is farm families not being covered in the long run here.
Danielle Envick, she's the executive director of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says the numbers are very intimidating if the tax benefits of the Affordable Care Act go away. Now estimated that some 270,000 Wisconsinites would see their health care premiums basically double in the new year, and some 30,000 Wisconsinites would have their health care terminated entirely.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And on Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced the first confirmed case of eastern equine encephalitis in the state. It impacted a five-month-old colt in Marathon County. Horse owners being reminded to check their vaccination records. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, breezy, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. For tonight, some showers, mainly in the evening, chilly with lows in the upper 30s. Showers redeveloping on Tuesday, mainly in the afternoon. It will be quite chilly and breezy with highs only in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think.
It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Today's history lesson begins with a melancholy note, but starts off with Leonard Skinner. It was on this day in 1977 that Leonard Skinner members Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines died in a plane crash in Mississippi. Gaines' sister Cassie, a backup singer with the group, was also killed, along with two pilots and the band's manager. Other members of the group were badly injured on this day in 1977. The group was never quite the same after that. On this day in 1973, in the Watergate scandal, the Saturday Night Massacre happened when President Richard Nixon fired his attorney general and his deputy attorney general after they refused to fire the Watergate special prosecutor. So who did Richard Nixon find to turn into attorney general on the spot on a Saturday night? Robert Bork, guy who Ronald Reagan later tried to, or George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, should have appointed on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that didn't work out so well. So we're underway with today's history lesson for a Monday morning, October 20th, and joined now by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who promised us last week that she would not be here last Friday, that she was going to take actual time off. Not the time off, and then we see her at some conference with some VIP, or she's on some global network or something. She was actually just going to take some time off. Did you do it?
I did it, and it was a blast.
It was a what?
Blast.
It was
so much fun. Yeah.
That's great.
We were in Mexico City. We were doing yoga. We did a cacao ceremony. We ate the greatest food. We did the dancing and the people. It was amazing. I'm exhausted.
That's great. But you still managed to put on a show on Saturday through the magic of pre-recording.
Yeah. Isn't that cool how that works?
Yeah.
It's such a good show, too. You know, we all, I don't know about you, I thought the Brewers would win at least a few games.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm really sad. I'm disappointed. I get it. But I'm still feeling nostalgic. So that was our Saturday show. Dr. Pat McBride, he was the first bat boy for the Brewers when they came to Milwaukee in 1969. And he has story after story of Bob Uecker and Hank Aaron and you name it. And he's got a story, not just about the Brewers, but also about the Bucks, because he was their equipment manager, and the Packers. I mean, it just flows out of this guy.
I know. Just great stories. Love the book. Was it The Luckiest Boy in the World?
He thinks he is, and I agree.
Absolutely. So you can listen to the show by wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever. Look for the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. Catch it across the network Saturdays at noon. Getting back to the history lesson, the Sydney Opera House was officially opened on this day in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth. This is the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Tom Petty.
The song has taken on such significance in this day and age, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? Tom Petty passed away in 2017 at the age of 66. Happy birthday to former Vice President Kamala Harris, the person that if more of you had voted for her, you could have spent yesterday at brunch instead of, you know, marching over the weekend. That's what one of the signs said. It said, I'd rather be at brunch if Kamala were president. Happy birthday, Madam Vice President. And actor John Krasinski is 46 years old today. It was an instrumental song that was number one this day in 1979, and it was by trumpet player Herb Alpert.
How long has it been since we've had a good instrumental reach number one?
That's a great question.
Oh, wow. I can't think of one. Enjoy this instrumental music while Pat looks it up.
I was going to say, the look on his face is like,
let's see if we get the Beethoven was on there. Let's see. Oh, this is it. That's going in order, starting from backwards. There's the theme from A Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra in 1960. Mm-hmm. There was Calcutta by Lawrence Welk in 1961. The Stripper by David Rose in 1962. You probably want me to get more to the point. Chariots of Fire, the Miami Vice theme in 1985. We had the Star Wars Cantina Band, you know, a few days back.
Well, that wasn't the actual. That was.
Yeah. So, yes. nothing recent that I'm seeing here, but somebody will probably correct us by going into the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube, which is just where you should do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. On this day in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. On this day in 1818, the U.S. and the United Kingdom settled the Canada-U.S. border at the 49th parallel for most of its length. Happy birthday to Mark King of Level 42. He is 67 years old today.
That makes me feel very 80s.
It's very 80s. It's a very 80s tune. Yep, I like it. On this day, 3 years ago, Liz Truss. Do you remember the name Liz Truss? She stepped down as British Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party amid a political crisis, serving only 45 days before resigning. The least time of any British prime minister, and leading Americans everywhere to ask, how do we get that kind of a deal over here? You remember when some news site or something actually did a webcam with a head of lettuce to see if Liz Truss's premiership would last before the head of lettuce spoiled?
No.
The lettuce won. That was amazing. Happy birthday to Snoop Dogg. He's 54 years old today.
He's only 54.
Like 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case. Trying to find a hella taste.
He was born Cordozer Brodus Jr. in Long Beach, California.
His and parents, he and Martha Stewart make a delightful couple.
They are a lovely couple. It's a little extra work to be a Snoop Dogg fan. If you're on the radio, do you know how much digging I had to go to find the clean version of this song?
Do you know how hard I had to listen back to this song to make sure that you were right?
That I picked the clean version? Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I do know. I have a rough idea. On this day in 1998, Richard Pryor received the first ever Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The list of recipients is a who's who of comedy legends. Conan O'Brien was given the award earlier this year. On this day in 1979, Bob Dylan made his only appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing three songs from his album Slow Train Coming, When You Gonna Wake Up, I Believe in You, and this. This is You Gotta Serve Somebody.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like the gamble.
On this day in 1955, you were mentioning this before, Lord of the Rings, Parker. The third and final volume of the trilogy by J.R.R. Tolkien was published this day in 1955. Peter, Paul, and Mary, their self-titled debut folk album, was the top of the album charts with singles like this one.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning.
This is what I love most about this segment. Is the songs that get popular in this country and how they range from Peter, Paul, and Mary to Snoop Dogg, with a little Bob Dylan thrown in there someplace and a little trumpet playing as well.
If that
there's an earworm in there for everybody.
Yeah.
That's right.
If that doesn't tell you America's a melting pot, I don't know what does.
Exactly. And finally, Calypso singer Harry Belafonte stepped into a recording studio in New York City this day in 1955 and uttered that immortal word.
Dale.
There are Brewers fans right now going, wait, that was part of a song? Because they play that all the time.
That's this Parker, Brewer fan.
You are pointing to yourself.
I had no idea this was actually a thing.
Also, Freddie Mercury. Seriously? Remember when he did that at Live Aid?
Yes, I do. Okay, now bring this up a bit. Parker's got to understand there was actually a song involved here.
Yeah, I only knew the Freddie Mercury thing, actually. Come to think of it.
You have to learn a little bit about this guy and the work that he did in the civil rights movement. He was brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harry Belafonte recording Deo, the Banana Boat song, this day in 1955. What do we have on the National Day calendar for today, Mr. Olson?
National Day calendar? Well, Dr. Lally, you'll appreciate this. It's Health Education Week.
Yay! Let's do that!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I know we've talked about this before. A real health education, not the, you know, the make-believe version that people have been foisting on our children and not giving them proper information and having them properly equipped. And then they come to doctors like Dr. Lyerly and go, I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Or I thought it was that.
Yes.
But if you don't have real good information, you can't make real good decisions for yourself, especially when it comes to sensitive topics.
Yes. So in your school district, insist on an actual health curriculum.
Please.
Not a fantasy one. What else you got for today?
It is also Write a Review Week, which I think means it's a great time to write a review about maybe how you think the health services people are doing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or just go on Yelp and complain about your local restaurant because they didn't give you enough fries.
You could go to Apple, and where you're following this show as a podcast and the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show, you could leave a review there.
That's smarter.
That's fantastic.
Yes. And because we're asking you for reviews on both shows, you can go in widely different directions. Well, first there's the delightful Dr. Lyerly, and then there's this crusty guy that's on in the morning.
Wow.
What else we got here for the calendar today, Mr. Olson?
It is Brandied Fruit Day, which I didn't know was something that people did.
Oh, but I'm yes, intrigued. Because you have to get prepared for the holidays. It's time.
I have to admit, I've never made brandied fruit.
Oh,
no. You do?
Well, it's my understanding, and I could be wrong here, and a listener will correct me, but I do believe you just put the brandy and the fruit in a jar, and then you let it sit.
Yes. I say that not because of brandy, but I do know the best old fashions that I ever had were in Madison at Johnny Delmonico's, where they were served with cherries that had been in a big old jar of Knob Creek bourbon.
Uh-huh.
For a very long time, the cherry infused Knob Creek bourbon old fashioned is a joy to behold.
And it is a necessity because in the olden days before refrigeration, when you harvested your fruit, you needed to preserve it. So brandy.
She's not just a fine girl. She's a way to preserve your fruit.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. So there you go. Brandied Fruit Day is today. And what else do we got in little entertainment clips? Parker, you want to emphasize
any entertainment stuff? If you've watched the show Special Forces, it's like celebrities go through military training, basically, and has contestants to see how long they can last, essentially. Johnny Manziel was in it. But hey, our man, Randall Cobb, he's still there.
Get out.
Yeah, still doing it. Oh, doing the
I'm
thing.
I'm not surprised.
Oh. I love that dude.
Me too.
See, yeah, Special Forces. I mean, that is practically, well, probably is a bit life endangering if you screw up, you know, some of the things that they do there. Whereas I'm more of the wipeout kind of guy. That's my idea of basic training. Where you're running
Pat
along.
Pat looks at the course and he's like, I'm just going to jump in the pool.
I'm just going to jump in the pool before I get a pie in the face and the big old punching bag or jump on the big ball. And you know, the way those people fall on wipeout has me genuinely concerned for their safety. Like, I don't want to watch somebody die and wipe out. I want to laugh at their falls and foibles. Yeah. So fall correctly, kids. Mm-hmm. We'll be joined by Up North News reporter Selena Heller coming up. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mr. Bree.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff?
Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support for this Friday, October 17th, 2025. Show is proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Have your host, James, here. And oh, am I excited. We get to talk about theater right now. And our good friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater have their Legally Blonde musical coming up October 24th through the 26th. And then coming back on the 31st and November 1st. We'll give you the details of that in a moment. First, I want to introduce some of the cast. I'll let you guys go down the line here, introducing yourself and your character.
Hi, I'm Sarah Struby, and I'm playing Margot.
Hi, I'm Sierra Lubon, and I'm playing Courtney and the court stenographer, and I'm a member of the ensemble.
My name is Ayira Broadway, and I'm playing Serena. Serena. Yeah, not Sierra.
And my name is Sid Martin, and I am playing Pilar.
Thank you all for being here. Appreciate that. And great rundown already. I was hoping we could maybe get a little bit of a synopsis on the show itself for those that have not seen it. Because even if you've seen the movie, I think that it's a bit different than the movie and stuff. So if you have a little bit of a synopsis you can give us, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, so Legally Blonde is about this girl. Her name's Elle Woods. And she is in love with Warner Huntington III. And he ends up leaving her to go to law school at Harvard Law. And she decides that she wants to go and follow her heart to Harvard to see Warner. She ends up making it in, and things definitely like take a turn for her. And she realizes that she's way more than just her blonde hair and her girliness. She is smart, and she is an incredible woman. So it's just about her story and her journey through discovering who she is just behind her hair.
Well done. Very well done. Nice. Nice. No notes. That's good stuff. I don't know about others, but I know when I've talked to people about this movie, and in particular, the movie itself is one of those ones that I find interesting because I know a lot of guys that love the movie and enjoy the movie. And it's not necessarily because their girlfriend made them watch it or something like that. There's something kind of relatable about Elle and her character and stuff. And I think that people really enjoy and like. I am a gigantic fan of Reese Witherspoon, so I watched it a long time ago, and I cannot imagine like her without the dog. I keep that image is in my head. She's had such a great career and had so many great roles, but boy, that just image just pops in my head all the time with her. I wanted to get to know your characters a little bit now. So again, let's go down the line. Remind us again who your character is and tell us a little bit about them. We'll start on the end here.
So I'm playing Margot, and Margot is one of Elle's like best friends, one of her sorority sisters. She's kind of the one that's a little more airheaded, a little more ditzy, just kind of there to have a good time, there to experience life. The party girl, the one just there to have fun.
Did you find anything relatable about the character, or did you enjoy playing the or enjoying playing the character?
Oh, I love playing the character. I am a sorority sister, so I am a sorority myself at school. So getting to bring that part of my life back into theater kind of melds my two worlds together. It's a little difficult, obviously, being a little more airheaded because that's not who I am, but it's fun to kind of dive into that and learn how to do it.
There's something about that as an actor to get to do the kind of almost reverse of what you are mentally or yes. Just as a person. Or so I notice this a lot with clothing. You know, I dress like a teenager. I don't dress like a normal human being or an adult should or anything. So it's kind of nice sometimes to put on nicer clothes and adult clothes and everything. But act like an adult. Yeah, for you?
So I play a bunch of different characters because I'm in the ensemble. I start the show as Courtney, who is a store clerk who is a little bit mean to Elle. And then I switch over to being a sorority girl. And then I switch to being a Harvard student. And then I am also the court stenographer in the court scenes. So that's really fun because those are all completely different personalities. So throughout the entire show, I have to kind of keep switching between completely different characters with completely different personalities. And that's kind of what I do all show is just go back and forth.
Did you enjoy that?
I am enjoying it. It is a challenge. I have never had to play so many different characters before. So that took a little bit getting used to. And it took a while for me to figure out who each of those characters are and making each one of them unique. But now that I've kind of done that, I'm having so much fun.
Good, good. Really good to hear.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of phrases that I think are ones that I really believe in or anything, but I genuinely believe that there really are no small roles. And in part because, the roles that you're playing there. If you took them out, could you really tell the plot? Could you really tell the story? It's one of those things we don't think about very often, but I've played big roles, small roles, all over the gamut, and it's one of the things I always come back to, like, well, yeah, I only had four lines, but three of those lines, you literally, the story doesn't go on without it, so you need these characters. It's an important part to do. It's also kind of freeing to just get to play a bunch of different roles and everything. It can be kind of fun. That's cool to hear and good to hear.
So I'm playing Serena, and she is another one of Elle's best friends in the sorority with her. And I say, like, I think on the scale of, like, ditzy to more serious, she's, like, right there in the middle. She's just kind of there to have fun. She's also a cheerleader for UCLA, and that is really, really fun to play. And it's just, it's a lot of fun being able to be all peppy and, like, fun, because a lot of roles I've played are more serious. And so it's really exciting to just be able to, like, just have like spirit and a lot of fun on stage.
And being able to try something very different than what you've done before.
Yeah,
that's always
sure.
a blast. That's good. And good to hear you're enjoying it. And one more over here.
Yeah. So I'm playing Pilar, who is the third sorority girl, Elle's best friend. For me, Pilar she's probably the more quote-unquote smart one out of the three of them. She thinks things through more, I think, and she's a little bit more logical, and she really cares deeply about Elle and wants to make sure that, like, Elle thinks through what she's doing. But she also likes to have fun, and she has a really kind heart, which I think that I can relate to that.
But it's definitely been a challenge to play a sorority girl because that's not a role that I would normally be given. So it's been a lot of fun trying, like, exploring a different area of my acting and figuring out, pushing my limits, seeing where I can go with it.
You know, it's I was talking to my mom about this when it comes to just old theater and the way that theater and plays were written for so very long. And
you were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Users of the world's most popular websites and apps couldn't gain access today after Amazon Cloud Services went on the blink. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The website Down Detector, it tracks web outages, reported issues with dozens of major sites like Amazon, Venmo, Spectrum, Ring, Verizon, Coinbase.
It took engineers 3 hours to fix the issue. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are back in Israel to oversee a fragile ceasefire after CBS 60 Minutes asked the two whether Israel is guilty of genocide in Gaza.
No. No. Absolutely not. No. No, there was a war being fought.
The Louvre Museum closed for a second day after robbers on scooters pulled off a brazen crown jewel heist. CBS's Liz Palmer from Paris.
The robbers were dressed in uniforms and it's believed high-vis jackets, and they had this big piece of equipment. So they were sort of hiding in plain sight.
CBS News Brief. I'm